We're going to start off this hour with a conversation segment. Kate Lochte's back with me in the studio, and we're pleased to welcome Murray State Assistant Professor of English, Andy Black, to Sounds Good. Good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Andy, the Cinema International at Murray State rolls out tonight. It's a huge feature of our university because it is admission-free, and it's for our campus community and the community around us. So everybody's invited, and it's an important part of a college education to see films like this. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I think it's a great thing. I've only been here for a year, and it was one of the things I was most excited about, that, you know, at a regional college, that students would have access to these international films and to be able to see things from other countries and just to expand their film knowledge beyond just what's playing at the multiplexes.
And tonight is the opener. It's a big movie that you're bringing.
Mm-hmm. It's the Grand Budapest Hotel. I happened to see it in the spring, and it really is. It's big in every sense of the word. Big sets, a lot of big actors, and it's a great opener because it's a really international production. Even though it's filmed in English, the language is English, but the settings and the actors are from all over the world.
Why do I think of it as a pink movie? Is there a lot of pink in this movie?
There's a lot of color, and that's one of the things that the director, Wes Anderson, is known for, is very colorful sets and almost like toys almost that he plays with in building these elaborate constructions. And his movies are almost like that as well, as kind of these toys that he's playing with and he's producing.
So the Grand Budapest Hotel is showing tonight, tomorrow night and Saturday night, and
that's
is
right.
At 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
in the Curra Center Theater. And again, we have to emphasize repeatedly that this is a free showing of what has been this year one of the blockbuster films.
Right. It's a free showing, and also you can see this, I think, as it's meant to be seen on a big screen and be able to see it in kind of all its quality. This is a movie that might not play as well on TV or particularly on an iPad or a computer. This is something that really does deserve to be seen in all its big screen glory. As you mentioned, all the color and just all the liveliness of the movie really does kind of demand that experience.
Now, we've got lots of movies in this series. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 movies to roll out this semester. We want to highlight that Mars Attacks is one of these movies, and we're going to be kind of playing with our Science Friday program in offering this movie, and we're really appreciative of being on the schedule. That's going to be Friday, September 12th. With that said, I'm really excited about this film that you said won the best foreign film.
That's right, The Great Beauty.
Yeah, tell about that.
I have purposely held off from seeing it so far because when I heard it, when it won the Oscar and it started receiving a lot of buzz, it was one of the best reviewed international movies of last year. It's from Italy, directed by Paolo Sorrentino. I've held off from seeing it, but it's gotten such great reviews. And when it won the Oscar, I thought, oh, we have to bring that here so that people can see what's going on here. And Sorrentino is a really interesting director. He films a kind of a political movies and also movies that deal with social realities. And that's one of the things that I think this movie is seems like a departure. It's really about this guy growing old and celebrating his birthday in a decadent way. And it actually calls back to the movies of Fellini, the great Italian director from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and a sense of its look at a character kind of navigating a city and trying to figure out the kind of malaise that he's in.
So we get to see a lot of Rome.
Yes.
Can't be better than that.
Right.
Okay, so you have another favorite. It's a French film.
Mm-hmm. It's Le Cercle Rouge. This is one that the committee meets every spring, and this is one I really pushed for. I'm a big fan of heist movies, movies about gangsters, movies about the big score. I've seen all the Ocean's 11 movies, as most people have several times anytime they come on TV. Le Cercle Rouge is maybe the best of all of them. The French New Wave filmmakers were really interested in gangster movies from the 1950s, even ones that were B movies, really kind of low budget bad ones. ones. And so they took on these and created their own gangster movies. And they're in some ways, they're kind of dark and interesting and action-filled, but they're also philosophically rich and it's very stylish. And Le Cercle of Rouge is that. It also has, I have to say, and I'll stand by this, the greatest heist scene in any movie ever. And I think that that's something that people can agree or disagree with me with, but they'll definitely see its influence on later movies in which there have been all these kinds of great scores.
A spectacular heist movie, and that's in late September. The other one, we have two others that you'd particularly like to highlight. And the one titled The Forgotten Space out of Netherlands sounds so fascinating. It's about big, cargo ships. Tell me about this movie.
Well, this is something that we wanted to get it because it was so hard to find, and it was not really being shown on any of the kind of it wasn't really available through Netflix, or it wasn't being shown, being distributed widely in movie theaters. And this is a movie about containerization. And it's something I'm really looking forward to seeing because I've read so much about it. And we often think about global commerce, and we often think about the way things get to us, but we don't really think about the people who load those containers and who chaperone them across the ocean and how they get here. And those containers, I mean, we see them everywhere. I've read an article that people are building houses out of them and living in them. And so these spaces, they are a kind of forgotten space. But also, as they're going across the ocean, that's a kind of forgotten space. As we kind of, quote unquote, forget about them, this documentary forces us to think about the people who are involved with this transportation.
It makes me think about the enormity of the ocean, that it's really hard to conceive unless you get that sense when you're on it in one of those big ships. And you wind up, the Forgotten Space documentary is October 16th, 17th, and 18th. And then that this is a really funny movie, and it's titled The World's End.
The World's End. It is very funny. I've talked to a lot of people who've seen this already and are looking forward to seeing it again. This is from a team by the director, Edgar Wright, and two actors, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, and they're kind of a comedy team. And their last two movies were Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, which I think anyone who's seen them would say are two of the funniest movies of the last 10 years or so. Their last movie kind of ends the trilogy. Each one of them involves a kind of supernatural almost occurrence. And in this case, I don't want to spoil too much what that is. But one of the cool things about these movies is that they're also about people getting older, or about coming to terms with what you have or haven't accomplished. And they do that with the backdrop, for instance, in Shaun of the Dead, of a zombie movie. And so it's a really funny movie. And I think for those who are looking for something on Halloween that's kind of scary, but also may not, be terrifying, this is exactly the kind of thing you need to see.
Okay. We've gone through just a few of the offerings. Where can our listeners find this entire poster online?
So if you go to the Cinema International website, which is on the Murray State homepage, also we have a Facebook page, so please follow us from there, and we'll post some things about the movies and about the people in the movies. I just posted an interview with Ray Fiennes, who's the wonderful star of The Grand Budapest Hotel, an interview that he gave about filming The Grand Budapest Hotel. So we'll be showing that stuff. And also, we're putting up posters all over campus. If you'd like one, feel free to come by the 7th floor of Faculty Hall, and we'll be glad to give you one. You can put up on the dorm room door, or just any business, local business.
Excellent. Andy Black, thanks for being with us again. Cinema International opens tonight. The shows are weekly at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and they're in the Kerr Center Theater, and you're invited.
Yes. Thank you very much.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.